Welcome to Meditation Station's Ultimate Lucid Dreaming Guided Sleep Hypnosis Experience for Dream Control. It doesn't matter when you fall asleep during this session, because your subconscious mind will still follow every word I say. Now let's begin by getting you into a relaxing state of deeper subconscious acceptance. If you haven't already, please close your eyes and ensure that you are in a comfortable position, in a place where you are unlikely to be interrupted. Take a moment to do this now. Now that you're comfortable, I'd like you to continue to relax and follow the sound of my voice. In a moment, after I count down from 3 to 1, I would like you to take a deep breath in and hold it for 3 seconds before releasing it back into your environment. When you exhale, make sure you expel all the contents in your lungs. Take a deep breath in 3, 2, 1. Now continue to breathe deeply. Give yourself permission to completely let go. It's important to allow yourself to be released. So many times we are tense inside because we simply haven't communicated with ourselves properly. Let your body know that it's okay to completely and safely relax. After all, you are the one in control. Now draw your focus to the top of your head and all the muscles around that area, including your forehead muscles. Release them and any tension that they carry. Let them engage in their right to be free and at peace. Let them be at peaceful rest as you breathe yourself away to subconscious trance. This is your time. Time to practice lucid dreaming. Now draw your focus to the top of your head. Now move your attention to your facial muscles. Focus on any part of this area that may be in need of permission to relax. Pay attention to this area of your resting body and any unnecessary strain that you may be holding on to. Perhaps you didn't even realize you were frowning or tensing a muscle group in this area. The next time you breathe out, let it go. Allow it to escape. Allow this part of your body to be at peace when you exhale. Allow complete relaxation into your body and mind. it's okay to let go and relax. It is safe for you to drift off further, peacefully sinking deeper as you breathe in comfort and breathe out that which is not positive energy. You're preparing yourself to control your dreams while you sleep. Make sure the muscles around your eyes, your cheekbones, and your mouth all fully comply with your desire and ability to totally relax. You are relaxing, and you're sinking further as you accept your right to drift. Breathe in soothing changes, positive changes that align with your inner ability to create your own dream world in your sleep. You are drifting further with every single breath you let out. You can feel yourself sinking deeper into your comfortable position every time you exhale. Continue to choose to breathe slowly and deeply, calmly and peacefully drifting down right now. Give your neck and shoulder muscles permission to relax. Allow them to let go of all the stress and all the worry that they may carry. Assure them that there is no need for any strain. Right now, there is only room for peaceful breathing and calm, gentle relaxation. Release everything that isn't allowing you to let go. You can release your thoughts, or simply allow them to wander free. It's your choice. Get rid of any emotion that isn't positive by simply allowing yourself to drift. Drift even deeper than ever before. Let it all go. Give your arms, your back, and your chest permission to feel completely still and pleasantly heavy. Allow them to release the next time you breathe out. You are in control. You are the one breathing. You are the one deciding to be at peace right now. You realize that you are free, freely drifting, somewhere in between floating and falling. It may be hard to tell which feeling you're experiencing right now. It doesn't matter. You created this moment, and it's under your gentle control. What you feel right now is lucid, Allow your legs and every part connected to them to ease and be free. Let it all go completely as you breathe and continue to relax further. Let your feet release any unwanted feelings right now as they rest with you. This is a time for you to drift, a time for you to relax. You may even already be asleep. That's perfectly fine, because your subconscious mind will still hear my words. As you lay there drifting, you are already aware that you have the right to enable your natural ability to lucid dream. When a dream is taking place in your subconscious mind, you will be able to easily manipulate the imaginary experience within your dream environment. This is an ability that will come naturally to you through practice. You are here because you already know that with a little training and perseverance, you can master this art and safely become a natural lucid dreamer. All you really need is the desire and the determination to achieve your goal. You have had hundreds of thousands of vivid dreams in your sleep. Many of these beautiful dreams disappear from your conscious awareness soon after you wake up. Others may remain for hours, weeks, or even years. Your dream activity is associated with rapid eye movement. During this phase of sleep, your eyes are moving from side to side, up and down, as well as round and round. During REM sleep, your recovering eyes are exploring the environment that you're experiencing in your dream. You're going to use your awareness of when rapid eye movement is occurring to enhance your success probability of achieving lucid dreams. You probably already know about the differences between your conscious thinking mind and your subconscious thinking mind. If you can, imagine a white iceberg peeking up from a calm, cool, peaceful sea. Perhaps you can relate to the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg represents your conscious mind. It's only 1/10 of the iceberg. But your subconscious mind is below the surface of the water. This is where 90% of your mind resides. Here you will find a wonderful storehouse of memory, functions, programming, and abilities like the gift of lucid dreaming. These aspects of your mind are different, but they work together in harmony. The subconscious mind is like a backup drive for a computer. While the conscious mind registers any new data input, there is a very fine line of communication between these two parts of your mind. This line is called your nerve impulse. It's like electricity and a light bulb. When you turn on the switch, the light comes on, but the same switch can also turn off the light. Think of this light as your dream light. Your dream light is the light that you will switch on during your dream to alert yourself that you are aware of your dream. You will still be asleep, but you will know you are dreaming with this knowledge. You will be able to change your dream in any way that you wish. Look out for your dream light when you sleep. Now I would like you to think back to a vivid dream you've had in your past, a dream that you remember clearly, maybe even a recurring dream. I will give you a moment to recall a dream that seems significant to you right now. You are now remembering a very vivid dream. Please hold the memory of this dream in your mind's eye as I suggest the following instructions. Try and recall, to the best of your ability, the bed you were sleeping in at the time of this vivid dream. If you can, recall the position your body was in when you went to bed. Were you alone, or were you sleeping next to someone else? Try to remember, what time of year was it? What month was it? Try to recall any details of this vivid dream. Remember as best you can how the dream started. What happened during this dream? Was anyone you know present? Focus on all the details that you can remember experiencing in this vivid dream. Imagine for a moment that you are totally absorbed in the dream right now. It's as if you're experiencing it again. Become aware of your rapid eye movement. Allow this vision to amplify in your mind. You control what you see. Now imagine a beautiful white light. Your dream light. Your dream light is sending messages from your subconscious mind. Your dream light is sending messages from your subconscious mind. It's sending a signal from your dreaming mind to your thinking conscious mind. Suddenly, the white light sparks a connection between the two parts of your brain. You can clearly see that your dream light is on. You are aware that this is a dream. a dream you can observe or actively participate in, a safe place where you can take control of your environment. You can guide your dream however you please. It's easy to tell whether or not you're dreaming for sure. You can test your body by checking to see if your hands can pass through each other. If they can, you're definitely in a lucid dream. You can also test yourself to see if you can breathe. If you can, then you're already on the right track to being able to master the art of lucid dreaming. You are getting better at the process of dream recognition. It's essential that you be cautious enough to let the dream continue, but at the same time, be conscious enough to fully recognize your dream. You need just enough consciousness to remain in your dream state so that you can guide your dreams in any way you wish. Perhaps you can imagine this process as a balance between reason and emotion. Maybe you can see a symbol for both reasons and emotions on a set of old-fashioned scales. This will help you maintain your lucid dream. Gently ensure that both reason and emotion weigh the same on the scales. Each night when you go to bed, you will be aware of when sleep is about to take over, the moment that the fine line of communication between your conscious and subconscious mind registers that rapid eye movement is taking place. Your dream light will switch on, and it will remain on as your dream commences. At first, you may watch and see where your dream is going, and if you're happy with the path it's leading down, then you will give it permission to continue. You can intervene whenever you feel like doing so. You already know how to validate your experience to make sure you're dreaming. When you are satisfied with the direction of your dream, you will allow it to play out. Sometimes lucid dreaming is almost as though you're watching yourself. You can be an observer, or you can participate. The choice is yours. It always has been. You are in control of your dreams. And each and every time you want to experience lucid dreaming, just remember your dream light. Dream light is your keyword for lucid dream awareness. The more you practice these techniques and meditate to this audio session, the easier and more effective your success in lucid dreaming will become. You have had hundreds of thousands of vivid dreams in your sleep. Many of these beautiful dreams disappear from your conscious awareness soon after you wake up. Others may remain for hours, weeks, or even years. Your dream activity is associated with rapid eye movement. During this phase of sleep, your eyes are moving from side to side, up and down, as well as round and round. During REM sleep, your recovering eyes are exploring the environment that you're experiencing in your dream. You're going to use your awareness of when rapid eye movement is occurring to enhance your success probability of achieving lucid dreams. You probably already know about the differences between your conscious thinking mind and your subconscious thinking mind. If you can, imagine a white iceberg peeking up from a calm, cool, peaceful sea. Perhaps you can relate to the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg represents your conscious mind. It's only 1/10 of the iceberg. But your subconscious mind is below the surface of the water. This is where 90% of your mind resides. Here you will find a wonderful storehouse of memory, functions, programming, and abilities like the gift of lucid dreaming. These aspects of your mind are different, but they work together in harmony. The subconscious mind is like a backup drive for a computer, while the conscious mind registers any new data input. There is a very fine line of communication between these two parts of your mind. This line is called your nerve impulse. It's like electricity and a light bulb. When you turn on the switch, the light comes on, but the same switch can also turn off the light. Think of this light as your dream light. Your dream light is the light that you will switch on during your dream to alert yourself that you are aware of your dream. You will still be asleep, but you will know you are dreaming with this knowledge. You will be able to change your dream in any way that you wish. Look out for your dream light when you sleep. Now I would like you to think back to a vivid dream you've had in your past, a dream that you remember clearly, maybe even a recurring dream. I will give you a moment to recall a dream that seems significant to you right now. You are now remembering a very vivid dream. Please hold the memory of this dream in your mind's eye as I suggest the following instructions. Try and recall, to the best of your ability, the bed you were sleeping in at the time of this vivid dream. If you can, recall the position your body was in when you went to bed. Were you alone, or were you sleeping next to someone else? Try to remember, what time of year was it? What month was it? Try to recall any details of this vivid dream. Remember as best you can how the dream started. What happened during this dream? Was anyone you know present? Focus on all the details that you can remember experiencing in this vivid dream. Imagine for a moment that you are totally absorbed in the dream right now. It's as if you're experiencing it again. Become aware of your rapid eye movement. Allow this vision to amplify in your mind. You control what you see. Now imagine a beautiful white light. Your dream light. Your dream light is sending messages from your subconscious mind. Your dream light is sending messages from your subconscious mind. It's sending a signal from your dreaming mind to your thinking conscious mind. Suddenly, the white light sparks a connection between the two parts of your brain. You can clearly see that your dream light is on. You are aware that this is a dream you can observe or actively participate in, a safe place where you can take control of your environment. You can guide your dream however you please. It's easy to tell whether or not you're dreaming for sure. You can test your body by checking to see if your hands can pass through each other. If they can, you're definitely in a lucid dream. You can also test yourself to see if you can breathe. If you can, then you're already on the right track to being able to master the art of lucid dreaming. You are getting better at the process of dream recognition. It's essential that you be cautious enough to let the dream continue, but at the same time, be conscious enough to fully recognize your dream. You need just enough consciousness to remain in your dream state so that you can guide your dreams in any way you wish. Perhaps you can imagine this process as a balance between reason and emotion. Maybe you can see a symbol for both reasons and emotions on a set of old-fashioned scales. This will help you maintain your lucid dream. Gently ensure that both reason and emotion weigh the same on the scales. Each night when you go to bed, you will be aware of when sleep is about to take over, the moment that the fine line of communication between your conscious and subconscious mind registers that rapid eye movement is taking place. Your dream light will switch on, and it will remain on as your dream commences. At first, you may watch and see where your dream is going, and if you're happy with the path it's leading down, then you will give it permission to continue. You can intervene whenever you feel like doing so. You already know how to validate your experience to make sure you're dreaming. When you are satisfied with the direction of your dream, you will allow it to play out. Sometimes lucid dreaming is almost as though you're watching yourself. You can be an observer, or you can participate. The choice is yours. It always has been. You are in control of your dreams. And each and every time you want to experience lucid dreaming, just remember your dream light. Dream light is your keyword for lucid dream awareness. The more you practice these techniques and meditate to this audio session, the easier and more effective your success in lucid dreaming will become. You have had hundreds of thousands of vivid dreams in your sleep. Many of these beautiful dreams disappear from your conscious awareness soon after you wake up. Others may remain for hours, weeks, or even years. Your dream activity is associated with rapid eye movement. During this phase of sleep, your eyes are moving from side to side, up and down, as well as round and round. During REM sleep, your recovering eyes are exploring the environment that you're experiencing in your dream. You're going to use your awareness of when rapid eye movement is occurring to enhance your success probability of achieving lucid dreams. You probably already know about the differences between your conscious thinking mind and your subconscious thinking mind. If you can, imagine a white iceberg peeking up from a calm, cool, peaceful sea. Perhaps you can relate to the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg represents your conscious mind. It's only 1/10 of the iceberg. But your subconscious mind is below the surface of the water. This is where 90% of your mind resides. Here you will find a wonderful storehouse of memory, functions, programming, and abilities like the gift of lucid dreaming. These aspects of your mind are different, but they work together in harmony. The subconscious mind is like a backup drive for a computer, while the conscious mind registers any new data input. There is a very fine line of communication between these two parts of your mind. This line is called your nerve impulse. It's like electricity and a light bulb. When you turn on the switch, the light comes on, but the same switch can also turn off the light. Think of this light as your dream light. Your dream light is the light that you will switch on during your dream to alert yourself that you are aware of your dream. You will still be asleep, but you will know you are dreaming with this knowledge. You will be able to change your dream in any way that you wish. Look out for your dream light when you sleep. Now I would like you to think back to a vivid dream you've had in your past, a dream that you remember clearly, maybe even a recurring dream. I will give you a moment to recall a dream that seems significant to you right now. You are now remembering a very vivid dream. Please hold the memory of this dream in your mind's eye as I suggest the following instructions. Try and recall, to the best of your ability, the bed you were sleeping in at the time of this vivid dream. If you can, recall the position your body was in when you went to bed. Were you alone, or were you sleeping next to someone else? Try to remember. What time of year was it? What month was it? Try to recall any details of this vivid dream. Remember as best you can how the dream started. What happened during this dream? Was anyone you know present? Focus on all the details that you can remember experiencing in this vivid dream. Imagine for a moment that you are totally absorbed in the dream right now. It's as if you're experiencing it again. Become aware of your rapid eye movement. Allow this vision to amplify in your mind. You control what you see. Now imagine a beautiful white light. Your dream light. Your dream light is sending messages from your subconscious mind. Your dream light is sending messages from your subconscious mind. It's sending a signal from your dreaming mind to your thinking conscious mind. Suddenly, the white light sparks a connection between the two parts of your brain. You can clearly see that your dream light is on. you are aware that this is a dream. A dream you can observe or actively participate in. A safe place where you can take control of your environment. You can guide your dream however you please. It's easy to tell whether or not you're dreaming for sure. You can test your body by checking to see if your hands can pass through each other. If they can, you're definitely in a lucid dream. You can also test yourself to see if you can breathe. If you can, then you're already on the right track to being able to master the art of lucid dreaming. You are getting better at the process of dream recognition. It's essential that you be cautious enough to let the dream continue, but at the same time, be conscious enough to fully recognize your dream. You need just enough consciousness to remain in your dream state so that you can guide your dreams in any way you wish. Perhaps you can imagine this process as a balance between reason and emotion. Maybe you can see a symbol for both reasons and emotions on a set of old-fashioned scales. This will help you maintain your lucid dream. Gently ensure that both reason and emotion weigh the same on the scales. Each night when you go to bed, you will be aware of when sleep is about to take over, the moment that the fine line of communication between your conscious and subconscious mind registers that rapid eye movement is taking place. Your dream light will switch on, and it will remain on as your dream commences. At first, you may watch and see where your dream is going, and if you're happy with the path it's leading down, then you will give it permission to continue. You can intervene whenever you feel like doing so. You already know how to validate your experience to make sure you're dreaming. When you are satisfied with the direction of your dream, you will allow it to play out. Sometimes lucid dreaming is almost as though you're watching yourself. You can be an observer, or you can participate. The choice is yours. It always has been. You are in control of your dreams, and each and every time you want to experience lucid dreaming, just remember your dream light. Dream light is your keyword for lucid dream awareness. The more you practice these techniques and meditate to this audio session, the easier and more effective your success in lucid dreaming will become. You have had hundreds of thousands of vivid dreams in your sleep. Many of these beautiful dreams disappear from your conscious awareness soon after you wake up. others may remain for hours, weeks, or even years. Your dream activity is associated with rapid eye movement. During this phase of sleep, your eyes are moving from side to side, up and down, as well as round and round. During REM sleep, your recovering eyes are exploring the environment that you're experiencing in your dream. You're going to use your awareness of when rapid eye movement is occurring to enhance your success probability of achieving lucid dreams. You probably already know about the differences between your conscious thinking mind and your subconscious thinking mind. If you can, imagine a white iceberg peeking up from a calm, cool, peaceful sea. Perhaps you can relate to the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg represents your conscious mind. It's only 1/10 of the iceberg. But your subconscious mind is below the surface of the water. This is where 90% of your mind resides. Here you will find a wonderful storehouse of memory, functions, programming, and abilities like the gift of lucid dreaming. These aspects of your mind are different, but they work together in harmony. The subconscious mind is like a backup drive for a computer, while the conscious mind registers any new data input. There is a very fine line of communication between these two parts of your mind. This line is called your nerve impulse. It's like electricity and a light bulb. When you turn on the switch, the light comes on, but the same switch can also turn off the light. Think of this light as your dream light. Your dream light is the light that you will switch on during your dream to alert yourself that you are aware of your dream. You will still be asleep, but you will know you are dreaming with this knowledge. You will be able to change your dream in any way that you wish. Look out for your dream light when you sleep. Now I would like you to think back to a vivid dream you've had in your past, a dream that you remember clearly, maybe even a recurring dream. I will give you a moment to recall a dream that seems significant to you right now. You are now remembering a very vivid dream. Please hold the memory of this dream in your mind's eye as I suggest the following instructions. Try and recall, to the best of your ability, the bed you were sleeping in at the time of this vivid dream. If you can, recall the position your body was in when you went to bed? Were you alone, or were you sleeping next to someone else? Try to remember, what time of year was it? What month was it? Try to recall any details of this vivid dream. Remember as best you can how the dream started. What happened during this dream? Was anyone you know present? Focus on all the details that you can remember experiencing in this vivid dream. Imagine for a moment that you are totally absorbed in the dream right now. It's as if you're experiencing it again. Become aware of your rapid eye movement. Allow this vision to amplify in your mind. You control what you see. Now imagine a beautiful white light. Your dream light. Your dream light is sending messages from your subconscious mind. Your dream light is sending messages from your subconscious mind. It's sending a signal from your dreaming mind to your thinking conscious mind. Suddenly, the white light sparks a connection between the two parts of your brain. You can clearly see that your dream light is on. You are aware that this is a dream you can observe or actively participate in, a safe place where you can take control of your environment. You can guide your dream however you please. It's easy to tell whether or not you're dreaming for sure. You can test your body by checking to see if your hands can pass through each other. If they can, you're definitely in a lucid dream. You can also test yourself to see if you can breathe. If you can, then you're already on the right track to being able to master the art of lucid dreaming. You are getting better at the process of dream recognition. It's essential that you be cautious enough to let the dream continue, but at the same time, be conscious enough to fully recognize your dream. You need just enough consciousness to remain in your dream state so that you can guide your dreams in any way you wish. Perhaps you can imagine this process as a balance between reason and emotion. Maybe you can see a symbol for both reasons and emotions on a set of old-fashioned scales. This will help you maintain your lucid dream. Gently ensure that both reason and emotion weigh the same on the scales. Each night when you go to bed, you will be aware of when sleep is about to take over. the moment that the fine line of communication between your conscious and subconscious mind registers that rapid eye movement is taking place, your dream light will switch on, and it will remain on as your dream commences.